Sziasztok! Welcome to this episode of the Hungarian Heritage Podcast. This little episode, or Kicsi Pod, Kicsi meaning small, is a newer series within our season where we will be discussing smaller topics in between some of our longer interview episodes. We are keeping our Kicsi Pod episodes to 15 minutes and under from start to finish. So let's get started with Season 2, Episode 10, with our returning guest, Sylvia Pop from Hungarian with Sissy. She is back to tell us all about her new ebook about Hungarian hospitality. And make sure you tune in until the end because there will be a surprise for the listeners. Welcome to this Kicsi Pod episode, and we are back with Sylvia Pop, also known as Hungarian with Sissy. Welcome, Sissy. Thank you so much for being back with me here today on the Hungarian Heritage Podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. We have some exciting news. Well, actually, Sissy has some exciting news because she's back to tell us about something brand new that's coming out. She's written an ebook. So congratulations on writing an ebook. I know it's coming out any minute now. Tell us what the name of the ebook is and tell us how you got inspired to write an ebook.
Yeah. So as for the title, I'm always having a really hard time translating this. It's going to be Vendégségben Magyarországon. So it's something like being a guest for dinner in Hungary or lunch. So yeah, it's going to be about Hungarian hospitality.
So basically you mean like Hungarian hospitality when you go to someone's home?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's great because you're essentially talking about the customs that you might encounter when you have lunch or dinner at someone's home. Is that right?
Yes, because it's a really big part of Hungarian culture. We love inviting guests and I think we really treat them like as if the king was coming or the queen, you know, try to do everything to make them feel really comfortable. And I made an episode about this, a podcast. I have a podcast for Hungarian learners and I made an episode about this a week ago. And I was thinking there's so much more that I could actually talk about and share and help the learners with because there's very typical things that you encounter in every household when you're invited as a guest. And I think it helps if you feel more comfortable, if you know what to say, you know the phrases, you know what they're telling you, you know what to ask, you know what's going to happen. You feel like less of an outsider.
Right. And I think that's a big part of even travel. I know this is a little bit more of a personal level because if you're going to someone's home, you generally have some type of personal connection if someone has invited you to their home. But even in certain travel experiences, they have options where you can have dinner with a local. So this would definitely come into play as well. And I think it's important when you travel to be aware and appreciate, you know, the cultural aspects of, you know, a country or even just a city, because, you know, sometimes they do vary from area to area. So that's an interesting topic that you've chosen for your ebook. So, and you were really just inspired by one of your podcast episodes.
Yeah, that. And after the episode, I actually asked my followers on Instagram if they have any funny stories or something that was weird for them when they were guests in Hungary.
Right.
And they shared so many things. I was laughing so hard. You know, when it's something that's totally normal for you, mm-hmm. and then they mention it as something that's a cultural difference or a culture shock for them, then right. It's just so funny to look at it that way. How, for example, I don't know, let me tell you one example. The slippers, how they always offer slippers that you have to take off your shoes when you enter a house of a Hungarian, right. And you leave shoes in the hallway and they want to give you slippers because they don't want you to catch a cold. They're they're honestly scared that you're going to get sick if you don't put on the slippers.
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of places that have the tradition, or not necessarily cultural, but there are people who want you to take your shoes off when you enter their home. But taking it to the level of offering you slippers because you don't want their feet to get cold is definitely like the Hungarian cultural connection. And most people probably aren't used to when they enter a home and are asked to take off their shoes. So I know that you're probably going to talk about so many really cool things about traditions in the home. Is there one more you could share with us? Because we obviously don't want to spill all the beans because it'll be in the ebook. Is there anything else that was either funny or common that you thought that your listeners mentioned?
Yeah, actually, there's going to be more in this ebook, not just customs and habits, but about manners, to table manners, for example, what's common, what's appropriate when we're eating lunch or dinner, some useful expressions, dialogues, short personal stories from me with Hungarian and English translation, something about Hungarian hospitality with my grandma, with my friends and stuff like that, very easy Hungarian. And the other thing that people mentioned a lot was that Hungarians like to drink a lot of alcohol, a lot of pálinka. Yeah. They're offered pálinka everywhere, all the time. And it's really hard to refuse.
Any time of the day, too.
Very persistent.
Right.
And I think you just end up, like, they're going to negotiate. If you say no, they're going to negotiate until the point where you say, okay, just a little bit, and then they're going to give you a lot. So
I like that expression, they're going to negotiate, because I feel like even with food, it's like, oh, you're done. You're not hungry anymore. Here, just take one more scoop. Just one more, you know? So I think moms and grandmas and Hungarian households are always trying to give you a little bit more. They're going to negotiate that you have a little bit more. But I like that. I've always liked that about our Hungarian culture, because it is hospitable. And that's definitely one thing that I've spoken with a lot of people about, the hospitality of the Hungarian culture. And your ebook is really going to probably hit home on a lot of aspects, especially for people that were born in Hungary and that maybe live in other parts of the world now. And they're like, oh yeah, I remember that when grandma used to do that, or, you know, maybe they visited family in Hungary. So that's really exciting. So I'm excited to hear all these traditions, and I'm excited to hear and learn if any of the things that I experienced with my dad and grandparents were, you know, typical of the Hungarian culture, or was it something I didn't even realize was happening that was typical? So your book, this ebook, this Hungarian hospitality ebook, when is it being released?
On Saturday, the 23rd of March.
So this was a quick ebook for you, because you're so inspired and you had so much to say about it. So I think some of the best inventions and inspirations have always come in like a big brain blast like that, where you just have to get it all out. So that's pretty exciting. So the most important piece of information is, where can the listeners find this ebook if they want to purchase it? Tell us the best place to do that.
Yeah, it's going to be in my Patreon shop. So I have a Patreon page, and it has a web shop part. So I'm going to upload it there, and that's where people can get it. And I just also like to add that I made my mom read it to make sure that she agrees with everything. And she said, well done, everything's true. So just saying it's mom, mom approved. Hungarian mom approved. Yes.
That's awesome. What's better than a Hungarian mom approval? Because Hungarian mom approval and Hungarian grandma approval is so difficult to achieve, right?
I know.
Not in a negative way, but like, because the expectations are so high. So you should be proud of yourself that your mom has given her Hungarian mom approval.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I really am. I was waiting for some notes or extra additional thoughts, but she just said, very well put together.
That's amazing. That's great. And I'm sure everyone out there that's listening is probably shaking their heads like, yeah, we get that. We totally get that. So obviously we'll put all of your Patreon page information and your website. And of course, we don't want to forget the fact that Hungarian with Cici, it's a whole language learning. So why don't you remind the listeners what else you have to offer?
So I like to emphasize the importance of self-study. Mm-hmm. So I'm creating material for self-study also on my Patreon page. So once you're there, I'm sure you're going to love the names of the packages. It's Kolbász, Vizsla, or Turue that you can choose from. Super Hungarian things. And I offer different things, texts, short stories with audio, videos, monthly meeting to practice speaking, text writing with correction. So you can practice all four skills. and have a lot of fun. It's from pre-intermediate level, so it's not for total beginners. But if you're already familiar with present conjugation, I would say, a little bit of the past, you understand, then you can already benefit from the material. Right.
Well, I will also link the episode that you were in season two, because we talk about all of your packages and the things that you have to offer in much more detail. So no worries if you want to know more, because we will link all that for you as well. And of course, you can check out the website and the Patreon page, which I'll leave all that information there. And the last exciting thing that we're going to leave the listeners with is we will be giving, well, not we, Sissy will be giving away 3 ebooks to the podcast listeners. So that's very gracious of you. Thank you so much for doing that. And I'm sure that the listeners are excited about that as well. So I think we can say at this point, they should stay tuned, because we'll be releasing that information right after this podcast airs.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And I love this podcast. And I love everything about it. And the purpose of it, connecting people with Hungarian roots. So really, that was my first thought to message you and offer this. And I hope that people are going to enjoy it.
I think they're going to love it. And I just wanted to add to what you just said. First of all, thank you, because that is really one of the reasons that I started my podcast, was to really make connections and make meaningful connections. And I feel like, yes, you were a guest on my podcast and we talked about your business, but it's really about this right now, this connecting again and telling people about what you have to offer and that we're working together. That's the communication and the connectivity that, you know, I was looking to create. So thank you. And good luck to all of the lucky winners that will happen, 3 of you out there. And I look forward to working with you more in the future. Thanks, Sissy.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Stay tuned, everybody, and we'll have all that information for you coming up in the show notes and on social media.
Thanks for listening to this Kichi Pod episode of the Hungarian Heritage Podcast. And thanks again to Sylvia Pop from Hungarian with Sissy for sharing the great news about her new ebook and for partnering with the Hungarian Heritage Podcast for her ebook giveaway. Stay tuned to our social medias on how you can enter to win. Don't forget, we're keeping it to 15 minutes and under, so you can find more information in the show notes about how to get in touch with Hungarian with Sissy and with me here at the Hungarian Heritage Podcast. See you soon!